It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we bring in the voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith, to break down what's going on with this week's opponent. Mike, on Monday Night Football, the Titans gave everything they had in the 27-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think inspired their tremendous outing?
I think what happened, Chris, is that the Titans are continuing to improve in this big changeover to the Ken Whisenhunt system. And let me explain what I mean by that. The hiring of Ken Whisenhunt brought the first time that the franchise had gone completely out of the organization for a new coach in 30 years. So everybody else who'd been hired in between had either some tie to the Oilers, some tie to the Titans, in the case of Mike Munchak, a tie to both, or in the case of Jack Pardee, he was right down the street at the University of Houston when Mr. Adams hired him at the time. So there have been all these tie-ins. This is the first hire the organization has made in three decades where they went completely outside and hired somebody they totally didn't know. So they have completely switched the offense. They've completely switched the defense. They've completely switched the way they do things on and off the field. And this team, in essence, has started over, and it's been a dramatic process that has seen them take baby steps. They're playing their entire rookie class. Everybody who was in their draft class is playing right now, and I think what we're seeing is they're starting to make more and more progress. In the game against Pittsburgh, they were able to run their offense, and they did some things pretty well. Now, they're still lacking some personnel on both sides of the ball that they'll need to make these systems click. But I think, Chris, the big thing is there's an understanding of what Ken Whisenhunt now wants, and we're just seeing this team get better. I don't think the Pittsburgh game was a matter of a one-shot, you know, improvement. I think we're just seeing this team improve overall, and I believe we'll continue to see it throughout November and December.
Mike, the Eagles go from facing Aaron Rodgers, one of the best in the business, to a rookie in Zach Mettenberger, who I thought acquitted himself nicely on Monday night. What are your thoughts on Mettenberger's progress as he's taken over the starting job for the Titans?
Chris, he's gotten better in every start. And we've seen him take care of the football pretty well, but he's had, you know, a mistake, which you're going to see out of a rookie. He has operated the huddle well. They haven't had busted plays. They haven't had to use an inordinate amount of timeouts to get people on and off the field. They haven't got delay of game penalties. I think the fact that he played for Cam Cameron last year at LSU and operated in much more of a pro-style system really helped get him ready for this. He was much more advanced in terms of the terminology and the demands of a pro-style system than your average rookie quarterback. So I think so far so good. He's still going to make mistakes. He's still a rookie. But you see his talent, his ability to stand in the pocket, throw the football, the fact that he is not gun-shy, he's not afraid of the rush. And I think the offensive line and the receivers, Chris, are getting familiar with his timing as well. The offensive line has played better over the last couple weeks, and they're getting more consistent, more relaxed with him. Seems like the receivers are getting on the same page. It really seems like this thing's starting to take some shape, and there's some reason for optimism about Zach Mettenberger and the offense.
Mike, I'm really interested to see the matchup this weekend between the Eagles' offense with Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur going against Ray Horton's defense. It seems like to me, if you were to describe Ray Horton's defense in one word, it would be blitz. Can you talk about the aggressive approach that Ray Horton has brought to implementing the 3-4 scheme and going after opposing offenses?
He is, without a doubt, a guy who is very aggressive, and he's looking to bring pressure from anywhere. For what the Titans lack at some spots, he's looking to make up for it by using extra safeties, extra corners, extra linebackers, undersized guys. He doesn't care. He's looking to get pressure. And in some ways, it leaves the Titans a bit vulnerable to the run at certain moments, as we saw in the Pittsburgh game, but it gives them a chance to make big plays, and it gives them a chance to get off the field, which is what they feel like they have to do. I would agree with you. I think sort of that Chip Kelly slash Pat Shurmur versus Ray Horton will be an interesting matchup on Sunday at the Link.
Mike Heath, the radio voice of the Tennessee Titans, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.